Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, ever so much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We're so glad to have you tuned to our program this morning. I'll be here for the next 2 hours until 10 o'clock. We'll be answering your garden questions. That is predicated on one happening, and that happening is that you need to call us. I need to have a phone call from you. So please pick up that phone right now and give us a call. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Robert Borowski is running the boards and answering the phones in the other studio for me, and he will catch your call and get you ready to go on the air, and I hope you'll call. This is a good time to call when we get into fall mornings, early Sunday mornings. It's usually the easiest time to get through. It gets pretty crazy later into the spring, but next couple months ought to be pretty good for you early on Sunday morning. So give us a call right now. I need some calls. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Just a very quick insertion of a commentary. I'm going to be participating in the Fall Rose Festival at the Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham. Actually, it's in Independence outside Brenham. This coming Saturday, I'll be speaking at 1:30. It's a two-day event. I'm not sure if it goes through Sunday also, but it's certainly Friday and Saturday. The Antique Rose Emporium in Brenham. You might look it up online and come see us. It's a destination garden center. They are set up for tour buses. It's that kind of destination garden center. And Washington County, down southwest of College Station, may just be one of Texas' most beautiful counties of all. It's just gorgeous. So I'll be speaking at 1:30 next Saturday afternoon. And let's see what we have. I think we are ready to go to Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Neil, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just super duper. How you doing?
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, gosh, a lot going on in the garden. This is the third great week for fall asters. I've mentioned them before, but they are absolutely covered with their lavender blue flowers. This is a wonderful perennial that gets about 2 feet tall, blooms only in the fall. It is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Almost disappears in the summertime. It looks so beautiful in the fall. Butterflies and bees.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody likes this one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and one of your favorites is lilies of the field. I've mentioned these before, but they're still blooming. We still have some. In a particular spot, yellow crocus-like flowers that appear in the fall. So they're still going strong. And then I want to mention a new plant. This is Mexican bush sage.
Mm.
It's a tough, drought-tolerant, highly pest-resistant salvia with showy spikes of solid purple blossoms September through November. Gets about 3 feet tall and wide, attracts monarchs on their fall migration. It is a Texas superstar plant, so it's well adapted to this area. It likes full sun, well-drained soil. If you want a lower growing variety, there's a cultivar called Santa Barbara that only reaches a height of about 28 inches or so.
The Mexican bush sage is absolutely beautiful. It's a zone 8 plant. I have trouble getting it through the winter in colder
yes.
parts of my yard. But in the urban areas of Dallas-Fort Worth, it should make it through very well. And it's kind of like fall aster. I find that it stays more compact if I pinch it once in the spring and just make it
yeah.
branch a little bit if I don't have the Santa Barbara. That's a beautiful
right.
plant. Steve, do you notice on all three of these plants from year to year that their flowering time varies by a couple weeks one way or the other? They don't really always hit at the same time, do they, each year?
Well, there could be some variation, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I've noticed
again,
it more on them.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see these lilies of the field still blooming. So
I am too. And yeah. and it just seems like the Mexican bush salvia is 2 or 3 or 4 weeks later in the gardens that have it that I travel by. But anyway, maybe I'm just needing to reset my clock.
Yeah.
A fall festival, tell us about that.
Well, today is the second and final day of fall festival in the Japanese garden. It takes place from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. This is a wonderful celebration of Japanese culture and the beauty of our 7.5-acre Japanese garden. The festival features traditional Japanese dance, taiko drummers, martial arts, swordsmanship, bonsai, ikebana, the tea ceremony, children's activities, an art show and sale, pottery demonstration and sale, as well as food. Admission is $6 for adults, $3 for children, 4 through 12, and then free for those 3 and under. I will say there is a second chance today for people to buy plants left over from our fall plant sale. So We still have a good supply of plants, and this is the best time of the year to plant.
All right. How does somebody find the Japanese garden in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, they come in the, really the best place to park is our weekend parking lot. So get on the access road as if you're going toward Montgomery Street. But before you reach Montgomery, pull into that weekend parking lot and then just walk down the lane through the woods there, and you'll be in the Japanese Garden parking lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, two or three of the specific gardens in the Fort Worth Botanic Garden have admission charges. Japanese Garden is one of them. They're very modest admission charges, but parking does not. And so if you are outside what you normally would think of as the Botanic Garden in this weekend lot, and then you decide you want to go to the Garden Center building, you just get in your car and drive back around to the other side, and there's no extra charge to repark. So don't feel like you have to get inside the actual grounds. Was that stated at all coherently, Steve?
I think so. And you know what?
You're not sure, are you?
If the weekend parking lot fills up, we have overflow parking at Christ Chapel Church, which is right there on Montgomery Street.
Wow. And if that's full, just go to Steve's house and wait on him. He'll tell
you.
Yeah,
I'll charge.
All right. Yeah, I'll bet you will. All right. How do they find the Botanic Garden in general terms?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. The website is the easiest part, folks. It's fwbg.org, Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. And what's the 24-hour phone number?
That number is 817-392-5510.
This is Steve Huddleston. He is the senior horticulturist there, has been for a long time, and he is also my friend. I thank you.
Well, thank you, Neil.
See you next Sunday. Bye-bye. All right, sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair. You know, with the weather doing what it's doing, we get some rain, then we don't get any rain at all. About the time you think that it's going to get kind of moist and the foundation will move that direction, whatever that direction is, suddenly you realize, oh, gosh, it's not happening, and I still have those gigantic cracks out there. Well, you know, it doesn't really matter whether the soil is wet or dry. If you have foundation issues, you have foundation issues. And you need to have them dealt with. And that's when you call the super professionals. I'm not going to start using that term, I promise. I've been hanging out with a five-year-old. That's my problem. Anyway, you call the very professional people at Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection that they give to your foundation, to your floors, to your slab, or to your pier and beam house, for that matter, that is absolutely free. And then they'll give you the estimate. If they find a problem, they'll give you an estimate of what it would cost to fix that problem. And then if you accept that estimate, which is almost always the lowest price you're going to be bid on the job, it will be done by professionals and guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. Foundation problems do not go away because weather gets cooler, and maybe with a little luck, a little more moist. They are still there, and they will still come back to haunt you. This is a great time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. Leaders in their industry and my advertisers for more than 20 years. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Foundation Repairs, and that's plural, foundationrepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, my name's Chrissy. I'm a recovering drug addict. I go to Serenity High in McKinney. Staying clean and sober to me is important because actually right now I'm an intern for Judge Payton, and I get to work with other kids who are going through the same problems and drug issues as I am, so I get to give them mentor advice. After I graduate from Serenity High, I intend to get my degree in cosmetology and live a sober life. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Chrissy, very, very much. Lovely girl and just lovely sentiments there. Serenity High, thank you all for all of you who donated over the last 3 weeks. We thank you so much for helping us make another big stride in building the permanent building for Serenity High. We'll give you an update later. We're preparing some documents so we can take the funds that we have gathered so far and go out to seek matching funds from foundation grants. So there we are. Let's have our first call today other than the one from the Botanic Garden, Steve Huddleston. Let's go to John in Weatherford. John, this is Neil. Good morning. All right, we go to Doug in Oklahoma. Doug, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Neil?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Actually, I'm traveling to Oklahoma, but my farm is in Roxton, Texas.
Where is that?
And that's in Lamar County.
Okay.
And we have black soil there. And
you said in Lamar County?
Yes, sir.
Boy, you must be on the west edge somewhere then.
And we have dark black gumbo soil in Lamar County.
Lamar County is Paris, and I thought Paris was all sandy soil. Yeah, wow. Okay.
No, we're about 12 and a half miles from Paris.
You're the lucky one that got the black soil in Lamar County. I got you. How can I help you? Yeah.
I'm on my way back from a hunting and fishing trip in Colorado, and the cottonwoods are just beautiful there. And I was wondering if a cottonwood trees, if I planted a few of them, if they would make it up in Lamar County or not.
Yeah, the ones that you saw up there were probably aspen trees, although there are a lot of cottonwoods also. But the aspens are the ones that cover the mountainsides and are
just
golden yellow.
These are cottonwoods, actual cottonwoods. I was with people that live there, and we saw aspens and we saw cottonwoods.
Okay, that's
too.
Fine. They're very closely related, not a problem.
Right.
Cottonwoods will do very well for you. They are fraught with problems, but they will grow very well. They're native to Lamar County. You'll have them all up and down the stream beds. You'll see them everywhere. The problems that you have with cottonwoods are that they are very prone to insects, and they also put out all the female trees will put out the cotton, and your neighbors will hate you, and you'll have seedlings coming up everywhere. I don't know where the closest cottonwood to my 11 acres is where I live. I don't have any on my property. I don't know of any in the neighborhood, but we pull up about 10 or 15 cottonwood trees out of our beds every year. They blow in from miles around. They're also subject to cottonwood borers and in blackland soil to cotton root rot, so they have problems.
I live in Maybank, Texas, is where my home is, and I've seen a few cottonwoods there, but none up around Lamar County.
No, they're there. I promise you. I'll guarantee you. I will absolutely Loctite guarantee you that they are in Lamar County. That plant is in every county in the eastern 80-70% of the United States. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are they the same species as the ones in Colorado?
It's Populus deltoides. I don't know the Colorado plants that well, but perhaps there are other cottonwoods. And if you're in the mountains, it probably would be a different one. But Populus deltoides goes way to the Canadian border, so it's possible it's the same thing.
Right. Okay, well, that and my pumpkins. I planted pumpkins in Maybank, and they're just now coming on. I don't know if I planted them too late or didn't water them enough or what.
What date did you plant them?
I planted them in July.
Need to be planted the last week of June or the first week of July. Need to stay with small to mid-sized types just because of all of that. But, yeah. I on a scale of 1 to 10, a cottonwood would be a 2 or a 3. Of the fast-growing trees, it's probably one of the better ones, but it has major problems. I would not want to be planting cottonwood trees. I need to give you a very definitive answer on that one. I like cottonwoods. I grew up with a cottonwood in my yard. I know about raking leaves from about the 1st of June on. I know all that. So anyway, hey, I appreciate your call. Have a safe trip back.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Talk to you soon. All right, we will come back and go to Judy in Double Oak, Jeffrey in Arlington. Stay with us if you will, please. I want to tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I put a year of my life into this book, and I have really enjoyed it. Every time I show it to someone, they say, wow, that's really packed with information. And the other thing they say is, wow, that's really not the same book as your Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. You know what, folks? It is totally different. I didn't even look at the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening as I did this one. On Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, there was an editorial staff with the publisher, and they worked with me at that time was a very nice publishing firm, but it sold, and I kind of lost interest in the new owner. But anyway, they were very nice to help me, but it was a committee decision on everything. On this one, it was a decision of three people: Neil, the graphic designer, and a fabulous editor. The two people were fabulous, and then I showed up. And so we did a book that I think we're all very, very proud of. 840 photographs and 334 pages. And a specific chapter that encompasses all of my old Texas gardening calendars that told you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. Well, instead of getting 1 month on a calendar, one month per page, you get four pages for each month. In this one, chapter's 48 pages long. You figure out what I'm trying to say. I'm excited about the book, you can tell. It is also about two-thirds of what you would expect to pay for it, because there's no distributor involved. There is no publisher taking a rake out of this thing. It's self-published. The only place you can get it is from my magazine office or from my website. and you can call my magazine office right now. The book is only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and if you call today before 10:30, you'll be getting a signed copy of the book. I signed a bunch this week so we could put that offer on the air for you today. For just $28.95 plus tax and postage, you will have a signed copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening Satisfaction Guaranteed, published in April. If you go into stores, you're going to see my old book, which was published in 1991. This is so much better. Just $28.95, not in stores, available by going to Neil Sperry, NeilSperry.com, or by calling 1-800-752-GROW. Call between now and 10:30, 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time, serenity.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. We love that school, and we are so proud to do anything we can to help it and to help those kids. Those kids could be our kids, and in our case, they were. And Serenity High is just fabulous. We never had a child attend Serenity, but it certainly could have been a help at one point. Let me tell you right now about our home landscape school. It's coming up on Saturday, all day Saturday, in fact, February 14. You want to spend a Valentine Day in a unique way? Come to our home landscape school, then you can go out to dinner afterwards and have a wonderful time with it. Stephen Chambly will assure you that will ensure that you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. He's the other speaker. I'll do my best to make it a wonderful Valentine's Day for you as well, but the point being, we're going to teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. And actually, when the whole project is finished, after you work one-on-one with a landscape consultant, you will leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. You'll pick the project, whether it's your own front door or a backyard or whatever it is. You'll bring photos and you'll start working on exactly what you want to accomplish. The first day, all day, on Saturday, February 14, is in the classroom where we teach you the principles of good design, how to draw to scale, what plants you ought to be considering, your best plant selection list, how to use color effectively, hardscaping elements in the landscape, and so on and on. And then on Saturday, February 28, or March 1, Sunday, you choose one day or the other. You work for 30 minutes with a landscaping professional that we provide to you. You work one-on-one to finish your landscape plan. You leave with that working drawing, and it's only $179 for one person from the same household. If it's coming one person, it's going to be from the same household. $219 for two people from the same household. There, that's when that phrase kicks in. And so that's one consultation per two people when they come from the same house. You get my drift. That is an early sign-up discount of $20, and that price is just about to go up. So call before 10:30. It's the same phone number you use to buy my brand new book, and that is 1-800-752-GROW. Call between now and 10:30, please. This always sells out, our home landscape school. Again, all day on Saturday, February 14. Consultations are either February 28 or March 1. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. We go to Judy in Double Oak near Flower Mound. Judy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I enjoy a vegetable garden and just putzing with it. Mm-hmm. I have a very large eggplant. However, it blossoms and then it drops its blossoms and I don't get any fruit. What do you think the problem is?
Well, I don't know, but I can try. It is a sister plant to tomatoes, and many of the frailties that tomatoes face, eggplants face magnified. And so the first suggestion I'm going to make is it's going to be pollinated by vibration. And sometimes when we plant urban vegetable gardens, even rural gardens, we get them tucked into places where the wind doesn't hit the plants very well and doesn't shake them, doesn't vibrate that pollen loose. And so one thing you could try next year, it's getting pretty late this year for them to form and mature, but you might try thumping the flower clusters as they just the next day after they open to jar some of that pollen loose. They're self-pollinating, and so you don't have to have bees, don't have to have any of that stuff, but they do need to have that agitation, that vibration. So I would try that, and then they also don't set very well when it's really hot. Again, just like tomatoes, they refuse to set when it gets really, really hot.
Okay, well, that helps me a lot. What about an organic insect spray?
There are lots of things you can use. I prefer not to get into general comments about all insects, because what you use on one insect would be something different, but you can certainly do that. I'm fine with that, but you need to know what the insect is, what the pest is. You need to check on the label. It needs to be a legally labeled product. And so you check on the label to make sure that eggplants do not have a disclaimer. Their foliage tends to be a little bit tender to sprays, and so it's possible to burn them and burn it, you don't want to do that. Spinosad products are organic, and they're rather mainstream, so I think that might be one place you could find some help for a lot of your insects. Check those labels.
Oh, Neil, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see where we are time-wise. Jeffrey, I'm going to save you if you'll hang with me just through the newscast. I'll bring you up right on the other side of the news. At this point, I'm going to be honest with you, the only call I have, so I'm going to give the number again also, and I hope Jeffrey will stay there with me just in case. It's 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Last time I gave the number, we had a nice flurry of activity. I could use another flurry right now. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company, what a great company. In fact, they are coming to our home day after tomorrow, and they're going to be doing the semi-annual checkup, tune-up, fix-up of our heating air conditioning units. We have them come out twice a year and make sure that everything is correct. I just really like that assurance. They catch things that might have gotten very, very major if we had not had them at our house. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to Dallas and North Texas homes and businesses since 1903, so that's 111 years. You do that math and you'll be astounded. That's a lot of years. Dallas Plumbing Company has earned tons of awards. Oh, and they have Carrier Cool Cash rebates. They're back. You can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you can receive up to one full year of no-interest financing. Your choice. That's now through November 15th, so that time is running out quickly. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for details, or call them at 214-340-6300 for a free estimate. That's the number I use when I call them, 214-340-6300, for the finest in heating and air conditioning work or plumbing work of any kind. And they also have a complete kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom. We're going to be having the plumbing side of Dallas Plumbing out before too long, and we're going to be talking to them about some fixtures, because they are just the best. They invite you to stop in and browse at the showroom. It is at Get the address up at the top of my page, 11055 Plano Road, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. It's dallasplumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
All right, give us a call if you will, please, so we can get you on the air with a plant question. We're here until 10, and I'd love to hear from you. This next segment is my longest segment. That number, once again, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve. Anytime somebody says, hey, I'm having a tree guy out, I get a little bit nervous because I hope against hope that the tree guy will be Arborological Services. They have a lot of tree guys and tree gals. They have more than a dozen International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. And they also have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. If you have a big shade tree in your yard, do you have any idea how much that tree is worth? It may be worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in the resale value of your property, of your home. And then if you consider in the heating and the air conditioning savings, it's going to save you a ton more and be worth so much more. One other comment I'd make is if you are building on wooded property, be very careful before you proceed. I would suggest you call Arborological Services. Get them out there on site before the first blade hits the soil and protect those trees. They're such a wonderful investment. They do everything from complete tree management and maintenance all the way to very specialized things like cabling and bracing and lightning arresting. They can testify for you if it's necessary in court. They're just the best it gets. You can see them on Facebook at Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts, on the internet, on the website, their website, arborological.com, arborological.com, Arborological Services, 866-552-7267, 866-552-7267. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. We've looked everywhere. We found him, Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 8:33. Red light cameras in Dallas aren't going away anytime soon. That story coming up after we update first traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch in Dallas. We have a report of an accident on Preston Road at Arapahoe Road. Also, congestion building right now on Dallas North Tollway, northbound between Frankford Road and President George Bush Turnpike. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, going to be sunny and warmer today with a high of 88. Mostly clear and mild tonight. Overnight low 63. Sunny, breezy tomorrow with above average temps. We're looking at a high of 85 degrees. Right now, it's 64 in Dallas. Casey Hickox, the nurse stuck in mandatory Ebola quarantine in New Jersey, says she doesn't even have a fever and she feels like she's being treated like a criminal. Hickox isn't the only one speaking against the mandatory quarantine.
Ashoka Mockpope, the freelance journalist who recovered from the virus, says that policy threatens those on the front lines of the fight against Ebola.
Anything that makes it more difficult for those people to go is not the right thing to do right now.
Hickox, now one of four people in the area, quarantined by state order, despite being regarded as low risk by the CDC. Her attorney telling ABC News she's planning to take legal action against the state.
It's Lindsay Davis reporting from New Jersey. The Dallas City has extended its contract using red light cameras.
But not before some opposition from some city council members. Councilman Philip Kingston called the system bunk and that the system doesn't work in preventing red light runners.
It's probably time to not tax our citizens in this way. Let's be honest about revenue. If we need more revenue, let's ask our citizens for it rather than take it out of their pockets 75 bucks at a time.
The city got just under $2 million from red light tickets last year. The city council okayed the extension through March of 2017. Eric Bushman, 24/7 News.
Here comes the sun. It's going to be sunny and warmer today with a high of 88. 64 degrees now. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Major, very much. Let me tell you right now about the SPCA of Texas, Plant of the Week, Dog of the Week, Pup of the Week, Pet of the Week. I seem to need to take a breath, don't I? Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Ranger. Ranger is an adorable guy. He is white. He is so pure white and so beautiful. He's just a cute, petite, 23-year-old Labrador mix. I don't know where they... I guess there are white labs, aren't there? But he is just as cute as he can be. Handsome blonde, they say, coat. Ranger is fun-loving, easygoing boy. He's never met a stranger, gets along well with kids, loves to play with other dogs. Now, Ranger was surrendered to the SPCA on September 29. His owners, I guess they just... I don't know if they left or what happened, but anyway, he loves to go on walks and especially loves treats. If you're looking for a sweet, loving, and laid-back guy, you really need to go out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Ranger today, the most loving boy around. Now, I have something very special to tell you for both of the shelters, the Perry Shelter in McKinney and then also the shelter in Dallas. All rescued dogs. Ranger does not qualify as a rescue dog. Given back to the SPCA, not back, he had not come from there, but he was surrendered is the word I'm trying to say. But they go out, you probably see this in the news, they'll go out and if they have animals that are in poor conditions, just miserable conditions, they'll bring them back and rehab them for several months. And they end up being just wonderful dogs. You know, it's like kids who don't have a good upbringing, and a lot of times the gems of the world come out of the bad beginnings. Well, with dogs it can happen as well. And all rescue dogs today, through today, noon until 6 today, are free. No adoption fee, let's put it that way, at the SPCA shelters, the two SPCA shelters. They've had several rather large rescues back in the summer, and they have been rehabbing those dogs, and they'd like to make a little bit of room. I think there are 40 or 50, something like that, in each of the shelters. It's a big number, and there's some wonderful dogs for you. And even if you adopt a surrendered animal, you're still going to get a wonderful animal, just a fabulous opportunity for you. You can see all of the animals that are up for adoption at spca.org/findapet. Ranger's already been neutered, microchipped. He's had all of his age-appropriate vaccines. He's at 8411 Stacy Road, Farm to Market 720. That street has about three or four names, but basically it's Stacy Road, and Stacy goes from Central all the way to Custer and winds around a little bit, but you get there. And coming from Frisco, Main Street immediately turns into Stacy, and they're just east, just a little bit east of Custer on Stacy. That is the McKinney shelter of the SPCA. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Please adopt a pet today, and if you're so inclined, please adopt one of the rescue animals. There's no adoption fee. SPCA of Texas, Pet of the Week.
Imagine being the victim of a terrible crime, being raped, and 18 years later finding out that your rape kit has not been processed by the authorities. Why is it that so many are still waiting for justice? That on the next Ben Ferguson Show right at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
All right, Ben, thank you much. Let me give you the phone number to my office for both the landscape school registration, which is all day Saturday, February 14. With the consultations 2 weeks later on February 28 or March 1. And also, it's the same number you use to call if you'd like to get a signed copy of my brand new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, the book that's not in stores. We self-published it, so it's available only by calling my office at 1-800-752-GROW. The office is open until 10:30 this morning, so you can call either to sign up for Landscape School or to get your copy of the book ready to mail to you. We can mail it tomorrow. 1-800-752-4769. You can do either of these things also at my website anytime today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Now coming up Monday morning.
Yes.
In studio with us. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Newt Gingrich. Both Newt and Callista will spend the half hour with us.
Yep.
In the 6 o'clock hour.
Talking books with the Gingriches?
No, we're not talking books. We're talking what's wrong with America.
That's Monday morning right here with Al O'Brien on WBAP.
North Haven Garden says, hello to hellebores. You say, well, who is that? Who is she? I don't know her. Well, they've just received a huge new assortment of their favorite shade perennials. They'll probably become yours as well. The shipment includes these several gorgeous varieties and others as well. Snow Fever, with stunning variegated foliage with nodding greenish-white flowers in late winter. Hellebores are plants that grow, 12 to 15, 18 inches tall, and their flowers hang downward, and they are are glorious. Everybody who sees hellebores loves them. They bloom in the cooler months. There's also Spring Promise. Connie has white petals flecked with burgundy. Creates a delicate effect on sturdy, vigorous plants. And you'll find Rosemary, a pink, cup-shaped flower that deepens to glowing salmon tones, and other varieties of hellebores. Leave it to North Haven Gardens to have the newest and best things anywhere. North Haven Gardens featured Pansy of the Week starting Tuesday, October 28. It's Cheerful Mariposa Orange Blotch. This pansy is a new twist of pumpkin orange on the classic blotch pansy. A full 20-count flat is only $19.99, regular $25.80. This week they have a special on 20-count flats of a unique variety of a pansy. Each week they will go to nhg.com to see the Pansy of the Week each week. North Haven Garden since 1951. Oh, that's a long time, wonderful time. At 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, they're open 7 days a week. That's just a block west of Central on North Haven. 214-363-5316. 214-363-5316. They'll be open just a little later this morning. NHG.com, North Haven Gardens.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, thank you, sir, and we're ready to roll back into the program. We go to Jeffrey in Arlington, as promised. Jeffrey, this is Neil. Good morning. Yes, sir.
Okay, I had some tree seedlings. I need to explain their provenance. Now, I don't have any trees proper on my property except for a line of hackberry behind my rear fence on the easement between my house and my neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after that storm came through and the limb came down, after it was cleaned up, I was checking the fence panel that came down and found about a 6-inch pine tree. It's a little ball of needles on the top. And I mm-hmm. figured that work done on repair of the fence eventually could destroy it, so I dug it up.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in a 6-inch pot, and that was about 3 weeks ago. It seems to be doing okay.
Good.
so that'll have to be transplanted. In the front, someone told me I have a live oak coming up. It probably is from one across the street. Which
How tall is it?
It's about 4 or 5 inches. It has that almost what I would call rectangular pointed leaves.
Yeah, they look like holly leaves when they're young. That's the juvenile foliage of live oak, so they'll look like hollies.
Right.
You can dig these plants, but the best time to do it is going to be in the middle of the wintertime when they're totally dormant after they've had one hard freeze. So had to move the pine, but I wouldn't move the oak until later.
Okay, but it's only like 10, 12 feet from the curb, and it's close to the irrigation system, so it'll have to be moved. The third and final one is another pine. I have a friend by the way, I've got the black soil. A friend that...
Oh, okay. Well, that certainly... You sure it's a pine? You sure these are pines?
Well, it's got its needles, and a little ball of needles at the top of a 6-inch thick.
All right. Well, I don't want to get into a plant ID discussion at this point because it doesn't go anywhere, but pines have elongated needles that are several inches long as they mature. Most pines are not going to be very well adapted to the black clay soil. They may germinate, and they may grow for a few years. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know. The third one is from seed. Now, as I was saying, I have a friend that operates a business here in Arlington out of a converted house. His pines are 30, 40 feet tall.
Jeffrey, I've been in the Metroplex 44 years. I broadcast from the ballpark in Arlington for 10 years. I was there twice a week for my program. And I will guarantee you that there are parts of Arlington where loblolly and slash pines will do famously. And that's going to be in the sandy soils of Arlington, the strip of sandy soil that comes through. I will put my career on the fact that slash and loblolly pines will not be good long-term trees in blackland soil. As I went yesterday with my wife to Sherman, I'm sorry, I gave a talk yesterday afternoon to a private investment firm, their clients. And there is I think it's a mobile home park north of McKinney where 121 heads off toward Bonham. And the pines now, after about 15 or 20 years, are yellowing badly and failing. They're in the blackland. That's what will happen. I love pines. I wish I could recommend them to you. But I would not put much stock in pines in blackland soil. And the parts of Arlington, where and up through the mid-cities, up through Louisville, Denton, I know what I'm talking about on this one. So that would be my recommendation. Live oaks are great anywhere. You might want to give the pines to somebody who has the red soil. That'd be a humane thing to do. But anyway, how can I help you without going into all the details?
Well,
how can I help
in
you?
The transplanting of it, I want to make sure they're transplanted properly.
You need to do it with a little bit of soil around the roots if you possibly can, and wait until they've had one hard freeze while they're dormant. 90 degrees is not a good transplanting temperature for digging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Better run. I really appreciate your call. Good luck with it, and I hope I didn't just rain on your parade there. It's a noble cause. I hope it works well. Let me go to Flora in Cleburne. Flora, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Let me just take your speaker.
All right.
I have two questions for you. One is about garlic. For this area, soft neck versus hard neck. I'm not sure the difference.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to help you a lot on garlic. I have a deathly allergy to the onion family. I mean, I carry a card with me in my wallet.
Oh,
it's that bad. I don't grow garlic. I just can't help you. You know what I would suggest is go to Aggie Horticulture and then enter the word garlic. And there is a fact sheet online from A&M on growing garlic. And they may get into that. I don't recall that they do, but they may get into it.
Okay, I have one more question.
Sure.
I have a passion, purple passion plant that I planted from seed about a year and a half ago, and it's doing glorious. It's
good.
Enormous, but it's not making any flowers. And is it too early? Should I be doing anything with
it?
No,
it's too late to do anything about it, and they should be blooming all through the summer and into the fall. How much sunlight does it get?
It gets about 80% sunlight.
All right, that's good. That's what it needs. And how much nitrogen do you give it?
I probably need to give it more.
No, you probably don't.
I don't.
Yeah, what I was listening for, that was a bit of a trap. I was listening to hear you say, well, I fertilize it every month, or, you know, I do this or that. And when you say, no, I probably ought to do more, then I know you probably haven't overdone it. Those are the two things usually, Flora, that cause – I'm sorry, you're not Flora. You are – yeah, you are. That's right. I'm sitting here looking. It says garlic, and I forgot you had a garlic question. I'm losing my mind this morning. Flora, the passion vines usually will bloom best if they're not too luxuriant. It grows luxuriantly on its own, but I think a lot of times they get into our landscapes, and they get actually more water and nitrogen than they normally would have in nature, and so they don't bloom as well. But my guess would be that it will bloom well for you once it gets even more established. It is one that a seed of the native one, correct?
Excuse me?
It is from a seed of a native passion vine as opposed
to... It came from England, actually. But I'm sure it came from another country. I don't think it was grown in England.
Okay, my point being, if it is a tropical type, it may not make it through the winter. And so if it's a seed from a tropical passion vine, it may not be winter hardy. The native one down through the central Texas area, south central Texas, is winter hardy in most winters this far north.
Okay, one more question on it.
I need to run. I've got a big, long phone bank behind me. I normally limit to one topic per call. Call me back. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me go to Ray and Heiko, then we'll take our break. And yes, Robert, I'm aware of the time. Ray, how may I help you?
Yes, sir. I had a question.
We've sure.
We got a vegetable garden that's in kind of sandy clay ground.
Uh-huh.
And I've got nut grass is what we call it, that just... we fight every year, and it just takes us over. And we're trying to figure out how to get rid of it.
It is the most tenacious. I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know, but I'm stating it for a reason. It is the most tenacious weed that we have. There are people who will tell you you can solarize it, you can lay black plastic over it, you can lay newspaper down. That is not the case. When I broadcast at a former station, used to be on Carpenter Freeway, they put asphalt down on the parking lot, and I came back about a month later. I was there every weekend, but about a month later, I noticed that nutsedge was coming up through the asphalt. So it is a very persistent weed. There are two products on the market that are labeled for use on a nutsedge. It's actually a sedge. You'll notice that its stems are triangular, not round. Grasses are round, right. Sedges are triangular. One of them is called sedge hammer. It's like sledgehammer without the L. And the other is Image. And I'm talking about the original product of Image. Image has now become a whole category of products, a whole group of products. It just aggravates the dickens out of me because I can't just say get Image because now I have to specify get the original Image. It was just for Nutsedge. Image needs to be applied between May 15 and September 15, two applications, 30 days apart. So probably your best time to go after the Nutsedge with Image would be after your spring garden is finished, so probably mid-summer, mid-July or so. The product that used to be called Manage, a sedge hammer, is a little different chemistry, and they say, and I have not used it, I've used Image several times, they say that one time is what you would need, and I think they let you apply it a little bit later. You might check the label of Manage. Nutsedge is about to shut down shop for this year. When it turns cold, it kind of disappears, and you think, oh, maybe it's gone. Maybe it's gone, and it's not gone.
No, it keeps coming back.
That's what I would do. Trying to dig it out isn't going to work. Obviously, you can dig as much as you can, and that will help, but dig or, as you rototill, rake it out. But you'll still need to use these materials sometime when the garden is empty and when it's warm.
Are they an organic chemical or no?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
They are
labeled, legally labeled for use that way, and I'm very comfortable in recommending things that have the proof of a lot of testing. That was exactly what my dad did for his career with A&M. So I watched it, and I'm very comfortable in making those recommendations.
Okay. I'll give that a try then.
Thanks, all right. Sir. Appreciate your call very much. Thank you. Okay. Now we will take that break, and I'll once again give you the number to my magazine office. You can get my book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. It is new as of this past April, and please do not make the mistake of going into a bookstore and buying the book that you find there and thinking that's the new one. That's the old one. That one's gone through a publisher and a distributor and all of that. My book that is out now, and it truly is my book because I self-published it. My editor, Carolyn Sky, and Cindy Smith and I were the team that put it together. You'll see a picture of the three of us. I wanted you to see these wonderful ladies because they are so incredibly skilled. This book is beautiful. It's a book I always wanted to do, and it's about two-thirds the cost of the book that now is 23 years old. I loved, in the past tense, I loved, and I still do, my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. At the time, it was a wonderful reference, but this one is so much better, and you'll find it only at my website and by calling my magazine office. I will guarantee your satisfaction with it, or I will refund every penny. Had a lot of people buy them as Christmas gifts yesterday for friends, and especially after they stood there and browsed through it a little bit, they said, you know what, I'm going to take two. I want one for me. I'm going to give one. And that's absolutely fine with us. We have them boxed and ready to go. I signed a bunch this week. Wasn't able to sign them when we began selling the book because there were so many thousands of them that needed to be sent the minute that it was printed. But now I'm able to sign them, so you'll be getting a signed copy for only $28.95. This is a hardback. It is in obviously full color, 840 of my photographs, 844. You have my photographs in full color and 344 pages. This is the book I wanted the first time. Now you can get it. And it's totally up to date. Not a revised edition at all. Satisfaction guaranteed, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Call before 10:30 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano has been ranked a top hospital in Dallas-Fort Worth for the fourth consecutive year by U.S. News and World Reports. Oh, that's a great recognition. This is one source for consumers about high-performing hospitals in their backyard. Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano was recognized as high-performing in six specialties: ear, nose, and throat, gastroenterology and GI surgery, geriatrics, nephrology, pulmonology, and neurology and neurosurgery. Oh my goodness. For a referral to a physician on the Baylor Plano medical staff, visit BaylorHealth.com/Plano. Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved in 2005. I've told you that faithfully in every ad I've ever done for Baylor Plano. My wife now serves very proudly on the Baylor McKinney. It's a brand new hospital, and it'll be winning these awards in a while. But the Baylor McKinney Hospital is glorious, and she serves on the board of directors of that hospital very proudly. We were invited to do so. She said, I'd like to do that because I believe in Baylor, thanks to what they did for our daughter. Baylor Health. Thank you, Baylor.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com.
Those people are fabulous. Folks, the number at my magazine office, the phone lines will be open until 10:30 today. If you'd like to order my brand new book, a signed copy, or if you'd like to sign up for the Home Landscape School, the number is the same for either, and they can help you there at 1-800-752-GROW with an O. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you can go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Robert Borowski is running my boards for me and checking the phone lines for us as well. And I am also going to be going back to phone calls right after we take a break for the news here. Join me on Facebook if you will. Again, it's Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. I don't care how you spell my name normally, but you have to have it right to get to those places. Folks, stay tuned. News is coming up next, and then we'll be back with another hour of Texas Lawn and Gardens.